it takes just a generation or two to just lose the core value or the language. It can be culture or it can be an art form which the family knew for so long and just lost. Imagine he will never be the best driver, but he could have been the best weaver in the town. But he just lost the opportunity because the money was not given, or he just didn't know where to use it or how to get it.
Welcome to Mindful Businesses, presented by Sarani, and I'm your host, Vidya Iyer. In our podcast, we bring to you brands which are mindful in their practices and processes. A mindful business adopts and employs sustainable social, economic, and environmental practices. Today, we have with us Sujatha Biswas and Tanya Biswas, co-founder of Sutha, Woven Uninterrupted Simplicity. Welcome, Sujatha and Tanya.
Thank you so much, Vidya, for having us here.
Hello. Hi. I'm very happy that I'm here today.
Yeah, and I'm Sujatha. And
I'm Tanya.
India's well known for its fabrics. How many different types of traditional handwoven fabrics are there in India?
So the beauty of India is there's so many different states, and every state has a very deep-rooted culture, and every craft is inspired by that culture. So it's not just the weaving of, let's say, cotton or silk. There are different kinds of silks: airy silk, mulberry silk, tussar silk.
There are thousand to name. Yeah. I think we can't stop.
Yeah, and even the texture of the cotton which is used can be so different. But apart from that, what I was talking about, the craftsmanship, which is about the mirror work probably, or just say simple stitching on the fabric, it's so different and they're so varied that just one state, we took at least a year. And even now, I think we don't even know how many other things we have not yet discovered.
Yeah, so I think our aim is to actually go to each of these states and explore all the crafts and different kinds of weaving that they do. We cannot end at one point because it's varied, and each and every group of people are doing a different kind of art.
And the state that you have been working with is Bengal.
Yes, West Bengal is where we started from, because our father was posted there and he had some contacts. And it was very funny how we started, actually, because we were looking for fabrics to make dresses out of it. And when we traveled with our father to find out probably fabrics, and we saw saris are so beautiful and you can wear it different ways. And, you know, you don't have to cut it and make something out of it. It itself is such a beautiful attire. And we always loved saris because our moms and aunts wore saris. And then we went there to the village and we found there's so many ways they are making saris. The different motifs they're making. Some are actually inspired by nature, some are just geometric prints. The different things people are working on. So
basically, we started with Bengal, but we have gone to Meghalaya. Now we are in Madhya Pradesh, Banaras, Odisha, Tamil Nadu, and a lot of other places we are still working on. But I won't say that we have explored all the art and crafts from that specific area.
Can you talk a little bit about the history of Indian textiles and how it was impacted during the colonial times when Britain ruled India?
So it is kind of sad that the fast fashion entered the textile industry, which is really sad for weavers because the price came down with the fabrics like georgettes and chiffons and satins. The cottons, which are machine made, they came in, and as the prices cost reduced, the weaver community and people who were wearing khadi and, you know, celebrating that, that got impacted a lot. And that's even now we face it, right? Fast fashion has killed slow fashion, and though slow fashion is again come back, but then I think it's very difficult to make sure that place again comes back.
Sutha primarily makes saris, which is a traditional Indian attire. Can you explain to our listeners who are not familiar with a sari, what exactly is a sari, how long it is, and where do people wear it, and why and how?
So saris are, like we said, uninterrupted simplicity. And it's a piece of fabric which is uncut and untouched, I would say. It adapts to the body shapes and sizes. Today you're feeling bloated, so you can't wear a certain kind of dress. But in a sari, there's nothing